Hello, listeners. Today I am talking to Year 10 water polo stars, Alana Taylor and Isla Deneen. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to see you. Yes. Now, I've had the pleasure of going to quite a few water polo games this season, but I don't believe I've seen your team.
Well, Isla and I play in different teams.
You're playing two different teams. Okay. Yeah. So what team do you play in, Alana?
I play 15 A's.
Mm-hmm. And
I play 16.
Okay, great. How did your season go?
Actually went really well. This is the first year our team got into the quarterfinals.
Excellent, congratulations.
So we've been playing with the same team since grade 7, so it was really good.
Okay, and how about you, Isla?
Yeah, my team did pretty well. We finished top of the ladder and then we got knocked out in semis. So,
okay. Yeah. It's a pretty tough game. You must be very fit. Yes?
Lots of swim training.
Lots of swimming.
Okay, lots of swim training. Is that here at school?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do it at club as well.
And club, okay. Yeah. And how important is swimming technique in water polo?
Well, like water polo has a different swimming technique to regular swimming. So I guess you kind of have to learn the basics.
Uh-huh. What are they?
It's kind of just like you have to have high elbows.
Yeah, get your head up right before you anything fancy.
Keep your head focused on the ball.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then I notice when you get a clear run, you can push the ball forward also swim it up between your arms.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did you develop that skill?
I think it was after we learned how to, pass. It was that, because that's how you move the ball around if you're not passing in water polo.
Yeah. And you kind of, learn when you're supposed to push it forward. It's like you only do that if you don't have your defender.
Okay, right. Otherwise, they'll come and get you.
Yeah.
And the defense can be pretty intense because they can knock the ball off your hand from behind you when you can't even see them. Mm. How do you avoid that?
I guess just your spatial awareness, knowing where people are around you.
And teamwork.
Yes.
Yeah. Communication. The team needs to be
to let you know someone's coming behind you.
It's really important that you have a good team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And have either of you played goalie?
Yeah, I'm a goalie.
Are you? Yeah. So there's extra pressure there.
Yeah, I always like extra pressure. I work well under it. So
okay. I'm a good goalie.
And you got long arms?
Yeah, I do.
That's helpful.
Long arms, yeah.
Yes. And how satisfying is it when you block a goal from the opponent?
I actually really like it.
Yes.
It's good when, especially if it's a 5 meter. It's just you and the person shooting. It's always good if you can save that.
So what I've seen a few games where it comes down to the absolute end, and it's like a shootout? It
goes penalty shootout.
Penalty shootout. So that is high tension, isn't it?
It is.
That's for the people who are watching, the supporters on the sideline, let alone the players.
Yeah.
Have you been in one of those?
I have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I've shot in a few, and then obviously she's the goalie. So
okay, so it's pressure both ways.
Yeah.
Okay, how successful have you been?
My team. At the beginning of the year, we had a penalty shot and we won it.
Okay.
So it was really good.
That's
great. It was the first one I think we won.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you do anything else to support your water polo fitness?
I have, specific goalie trainings.
Mm-hmm.
And then Isla and I both play for the same club and we do training there too.
So you're playing a lot of water polo.
Yeah, it's good to keep up the fitness. You can lose it pretty quickly. So you just have to keep going and going.
I do a bit of gym as well, just develop my upper body strength and make sure that I've got the power to shoot against stronger defence players and stuff.
Now, can you not touch the bottom of the pool?
It's too deep unless you want to go underwater.
Oh, really? Okay. You are treading water or swimming the entire time?
Yeah. You can't touch the bottom of the pool. That's a rule, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't touch the sides during the game and you can't touch the bottom of the pool.
Right, okay.
But I guess, the more you play it, the easier it becomes. During the game, I'm not that tired.
No.
But then after the game, you're exhausted.
Okay. All right, so we have this weekend and into the holidays the state water polo titles down at the Gold Coast. You're both involved in that.
Yeah.
You got some pretty flash looking team t-shirts yesterday. Is that a nice thing to have?
It's so nice. Yeah. It just brings us closer than we already are.
I think
shows our unity, I guess.
Yeah, as a
it's
team.
A really good, thing that Loretto's done to give everyone the same shirt. Uh-huh. Because it kind of makes us more of a club too.
That's great. Yeah. And what are your chances?
I think we're doing pretty well.
You think you're
doing
it? Confident?
I have confidence in our team. I think we're a good team. We just need to work together.
Yeah.
And hope it all comes, all the training comes together on the day.
Yeah.
Okay, well, best wishes for an excellent competition, and I can't wait to hear how you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.